Hey, thanks for calling again to customer service. This is Marcel. How can I assist?
Okay, yes. I have a charge on my credit card, and I'm basically trying to check out this charge from your company.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, no problem at all. I can definitely try to pull up an account to see exactly what you have with us. Can I get your zip code?
My zip code, did you say?
Yes, sir.
17972. And it was
Oh.
charged on 123.
All right, and what's that first and last name?
The last name is Weichel. First name is Robert.
All right. So I was able to pull an account for you. Can I just verify your shipping address for security purposes?
Okay, well, let me verify who you are first of all.
Yes, sir. So we are a third-party call center. So we handle like 400 to 500 different vendors, companies, and products. So I would have to pull up your account to see exactly what you have with us, so that I can, move forward with explaining exactly what is going on with your account.
Well, like I said, let me give you some further information here. Basically, I just got a phone call from my bank saying that there was some fraud activity on my card. And then I looked at my charge on my card and I don't recognize this because it was done 2 days before, or 2 days in January, the 23rd of the month. And I don't recall doing anything, but I'd like to find out what your company's name and what you do. So, in other words, I can find out if this is legit. There's a lot of fraud going out there, if you know what I'm getting at.
Yes, sir. I definitely understand that. So the name of the company that has this dealing with you is going to be PH Balance. So with that, it was, let me go back here. Looks like there was a contest entry, and that contest entry was for a Dyson vacuum. So do you remember paying like a dollar or two for a sweepstakes for like a vacuum, iPad, tablet, something of the sort? We just pay like a couple of dollars for the
Yeah, it was
entry.
supposed to be $2 and some odd cents for shipping.
There we go. Yes, sir. So that's what it is. So when you click the
So
terms and
why was
conditions.
it $49? I didn't purchase anything. It
Yes,
was a
sir.
gift.
So when you pay the $1 or $2 and you click the terms and conditions to have the amount or the $2 to go through.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So what you did was you also enrolled into a meal app or a meal plan. So this
Okay,
is
I didn't do
for.
that. I didn't do that. So in other words, what that was basically a fraudulent deal. So I'm basically going to basically dispute that with the bank, and they're not going
Is it something that you signed up for and you had to cancel within a trial period?
Nope.
Yes,
Didn't
sir.
sign nothing up. Okay, well, basically you're a fraud, and basically I understand what your company's doing, and like I said, I'm not going to pay for it in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, sir. Well, I definitely want to help you out where I can, but I need to let you know what I can do.
Okay, well, like I said, your company charged me $49.89, and I basically authorized $2 and some odd cents for a shipping. I didn't authorize anything else.
Yes, sir. I do understand that. I'm
Right.
just letting you know that that information was located in the terms and conditions. But I'm also trying to let you know as well that I do understand that this is a very large amount of money that you were not expecting to spend. So I wanted to extend my offer to at least give you a refund for that
Okay,
charge.
good. Okay, so let's do it then.
Oh, okay. Give me 1 second.
Now he's going to give me a refund.
A lot of times, if you sign up for something and they're making you pay for just the shipping, I've seen this happen with a lot of customers. In the very fine print, it'll say if you don't like cancel or do something within a few
Wasn't.
days, they'll charge you a different amount.
You see, what I didn't order anything. The only thing is
Right, but.
basically I was paying shipping because Lowe's said that you won something for and you only had to pay the shipping to come out. So I said, okay, for $2 and some odd cents, am I going to get something, no charge? And then that's what they did.
Yeah, a lot of places do that.
Yep.
Can you just verify that that's your address still?
Yep.
Okay. This is to order the card, so it'll be shipped there. If you could just sign and date
Sure.
at the bottom for me then when you're done.
Can you put something on about this company? What's your first name?
Me?
Yeah,
Megan.
Megan. Can there something be said to the main office about this company? No?
Not really, because you did authorize something with them.
But, you know, authorizing $2 is not $49.
Yeah, I could.
All right, sir. So you have, I have received, sent out that refund for you, so you should be receiving that within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and it's $49.89, is that correct?
That is correct. And your account is completely canceled.
Okay, and it'll take a couple days to do that then, right?
That is correct.
Okay, about 5 business days, you said.
Yes,
you
sir.
See, I'm repeating everything you said because I'm at my bank right now.
Yes, sir. I'm very aware.
Okay. Well, I thank you for your help. And what's your name, sir?
Marcel.
Marcel. Okay. Well, thank you, Marcel, you know, because there's a lot of people out there trying to goof people up. And at my age, I don't want to get goofed, if you know what I'm getting at.
Yes, sir. I completely understand that.
Okay. Well, thank you a lot, Marcel. And I'm looking forward for that refund. And thank you. And we'll go from there.
Yes, sir. You have a great one. And thanks for calling in the customer service.
Okay. Bye-bye.